financial institutions to extend exceptional dollar loans at zero interest to individuals and firms impacted by the Beirut port explosion. These loans to be made regardless of customer account limits are to be repaid over 5 years, the bank said. The explosion on Tuesday was the most powerful in years in Lebanon, which is already reeling from an economic meltdown that has seen the Lebanese pound weaken by nearly 80% by some measures since last year. This is the latest in efforts to help the citizens of Lebanon devastated by the destruction of that port, which killed at least 157 people and injured thousands. Authorities believe it was started when a warehouse fire ignited explosive ammonium nitrate. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled to Lebanon today, where he told angry crowds furious at what they see as government negligence that fresh French aid would not go into corrupt hands, and he urged for an IMF program to be put in place to help the country. The coronavirus pandemic continues its global spread. The U.S. leads in both the number of cases and the number of deaths. In the United States, more than 4.8 million people are infected and over 158,000 are dead. More on the numbers and the number of cases. Brazil follows the U.S. with over 2.8 million cases, then India with over 1.9 million cases, Russia with more than 870,000 cases, and South Africa with over 529,000 cases. In the number of deaths, Brazil again follows the U.S. Next comes Mexico, followed by the United Kingdom, then India. These numbers are from Johns Hopkins University in the United States. And for more on these and other stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Iraq said on Thursday it would make an additional cut in its oil production of about 400,000 barrels per day in August to compensate for its overproduction over the past period under the OPEC Nations Reduction Pact. Iraq says the oil output cut in August will be over and above the agreed cut for the month, according to a statement by Iraq's oil ministry. Poland's conservative president, Andrzej Duda, has been sworn in for a second term before parliament members. Most opposition parliamentarians and some former leaders did not attend the ceremony Thursday, both because of COVID-19 restrictions and to show their disapproval of what they call Duda's disregard for the Constitution during his first term and his almost total acceptance of the ruling right-wing party's policies that have put Poland at odds with European Union leaders. Duda says he wants to strengthen ties with NATO allies, especially the United States. Last week, Poland's defense ministry announced the U.S. would establish a permanent military presence in Poland by deploying around 1,000 troops. Duda won just over 51% of votes in the July 12th election runoff, while his challenger, the liberal Warsaw mayor with EU leanings, received close to 49% of votes. And in the run-up to presidential elections in Belarus, the campaign manager of Belarus's leading opposition candidate was briefly detained on Thursday, just days before the vote, her office said. A spokeswoman for presidential hopeful Svetlana Tikhanovskaya told AFP that Maria Moroz was detained by the Interior Ministry after visiting the Lithuanian embassy in Minsk, then quickly announced she had been freed. The ministry told the news outlet that the woman had been, quote, invited for a conversation, end quote. Officials there denied she had been arrested. Check this election out because women are playing key roles in Svetlana's bid to unseat the president. Pope Francis has appointed six women, including the former treasurer for Britain's Prince Charles, to the council that oversees Vatican finances. The pontiff named the women all at once to these senior roles. These appointments seem to be in line with the pope's promise to improve gender balance, which were made years ago. But women's rights groups have said those promises have been slow in coming. Francis has already appointed women as deputy foreign minister, director of the Vatican Museums, and deputy head of the Vatican Press Office, as well as four women as counselors to the Synod of Bishops, which prepares major meetings. Still, Thursday's new appointments mark the largest number of women named at one time to Vatican posts. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA 1.